Ever had that moment where your bank account reads zero and panic floods through you? There I was, pregnant with my second child, staring at a balance that couldn't cover groceries. My husband, Pat, had just shattered his elbow in a work accident, draining every penny we'd saved. Student loans were breathing down my neck. We earned $47,000 a year and owed $55,000 in debt. The math didn't work. Yet somehow, 6 years later, we'd flipped the script entirely. Net worth over $300,000, completely debt-free, mortgage paid off. This isn't some fairy tale about winning the lottery or inheriting money. It's about two ordinary people who got fed up with being broke and decided to do something radical. Change everything. Something inside you snaps when you've had enough. Maybe it's a declined card at the checkout line while your kids watch. Maybe it's realizing you can't afford to fix your car. For me, it was facing the soul-crushing prospect of rushing two babies to daycare every morning, fighting Atlanta traffic, all while drowning in bills. I wanted simplicity, the freedom to drop everything when the school nurse called about a sick child. Here's what nobody tells you about money. It's 20% math and 80% behavior. You can know every budgeting trick in the world, but if you don't have a burning reason to change, you'll slide right back into old patterns. Most people define their dream life by consumption. Bigger houses, fancier cars, designer clothes. We become hamsters on a wheel, working harder to buy more stuff we don't need. Meanwhile, actual millionaires drive Toyotas and live modestly, having discovered something more valuable. Peace of mind. Envision your life 5 years from now. What does success actually mean to you? Not what Instagram says or your neighbors have. What do you want? Write it down. Stick it on your bathroom mirror. When temptation whispers, just this once, that vision will remind you why you're sacrificing today. At 21, I was financially clueless. I couldn't tell you my earnings or spending, only minimum payments. When paychecks ran out, credit cards filled the gap. Reality hit hard. $11,000 in debt and genuine terror. Most money struggles fall into four patterns. The floater lives paycheck to paycheck, making progress only to get derailed by emergencies. The daredevil has zero safety net, one crisis from disaster. The spender can't resist impulses, justifying everything as a good deal. The avoider lives in survival mode, disconnected from future planning. Breaking free starts with brutal honesty. How much do you earn, spend, and where does it go? My weakness was caring about others' opinions, leading to ridiculous spending. Target became my nemesis. I'd enter for toothpaste and leave $100 poorer. Once I recognized my triggers, I avoided them during our debt-free journey. If you're a daredevil with no savings, start small. Set aside $5 per paycheck. If you're an avoider, picture yourself at 73. That future self depends on what you sacrifice today. Facing a $1,000 monthly deficit at 21, I grabbed a bank statement envelope and created my first budget. The devastating numbers clarified my situation. I sold possessions, scraped together $150 for my smallest credit card, and took a second waitressing job. The Quick Start budget works with money already in your account. Subtract upcoming bills and necessary expenses from your current checking balance until your next paycheck. The goal? A zero-balanced budget where every penny has a purpose. Here's a game-changing secret. Sinking funds. These separate accounts for specific purposes, auto maintenance, Christmas, vacations, home repairs, medical costs, treat money as already spent. When the water heater dies or Christmas arrives, no financial crisis occurs because you've been steadily feeding these accounts. This single strategy prevents most financial emergencies. Breaking the paycheck to paycheck cycle takes about 3 months of consistent budgeting. For each expense, ask, does this help achieve my dream? When my dream was becoming a stay-at-home mom, I cut eating out and expensive vacations. When my husband insisted on quality insurance, he gave up lunch outings to afford it. A war isn't won in one battle, but through successive victories. I ruthlessly cut our grocery budget while my husband learned to eat leftovers. Flip the budgeting question. Instead of how much will this cost, ask how much food can I buy with what I have? To stretch it, Learn to cook basic meals starting with one new recipe weekly. Stock your pantry by buying one for now, two for later. Maintain a list of family favorites, create flexible meal plans, take inventory before shopping, write down prices as you go, and tally before checkout. Consider using cash to create firm boundaries. I stretched meals by adding beans and vegetables, shredded carrots and tacos, frozen veggies with scrambled eggs and rice for fried rice. Changing grocery habits won't happen overnight. Start by becoming aware of what your family eats, how much you consume, and what you throw away. Take inventory, make meal plans and grocery lists, and keep doing this consistently. The discipline you develop managing daily expenses creates momentum that spills into every area of your financial life, teaching you that abundance doesn't require excess spending. Money issues cause 21% of divorces because these discussions become highly emotional. Before 2013, Pat and I never had productive money conversations, just unproductive fights. To break this pattern, first, own your faults. Examine your own money mindset before talking with your spouse. When I realized how dire our situation was, I had to look beyond Pat's daily $2 Red Bull and acknowledge my own mistakes. Most explosive arguments happen because one or both parties refuse to accept responsibility. The second step is confession, letting go of fear and admitting financial shortcomings to your spouse. Remember, you're teammates, not enemies. When I confessed we couldn't afford private Christian school without going into debt, Pat responded with grace. We were in this together. If you're married, have a joint bank account and view all money as ours. Pat and I initially kept separate accounts, which allowed secrecy and fear to enter our marriage. Building a strong financial team requires regular communication through monthly money meetings. A spending limit threshold protects trust between spouses. Pat needs my input for purchases over our threshold, like a $600 table saw, but can spend freely under it, though he still informs me so I can adjust our budget. This balance prevents resentment while maintaining financial discipline. When Pat and I started our debt-free journey on one income, everyone thought we were crazy, hoping for our secret shortcut. The truth? Going into debt is like gaining weight, easy and mindless. Getting out requires hard work. There are two approaches: the snowball method, smallest balance to largest, and the avalanche method, highest interest rate to lowest. While the avalanche saves more mathematically, the snowball generates quick wins that fuel motivation. Math didn't get us into debt, behavior did. Stop using all debt immediately. No credit cards, no new loans, no borrowing. Selling my beloved Tahoe was a painful blow to my pride that freed us from crushing car payments. Life presents different versions of hard. Sticking to a budget is hard, but so is living paycheck to paycheck. Choose your difficulty. Learn to delay gratification. Instead of spending $300+ on a new dresser children will damage, ask neighbors for free alternatives. We eliminated $55,000 of consumer debt on a $47,000 salary over 2 years through side hustles and sacrifice. Every payment felt like reclaiming our future. After becoming debt-free in August 2015, a medical emergency with our newborn daughter brought clarity. Pat risked his job to be with her, revealing he needed to leave his draining corporate position. We prioritized building a full 6-month emergency fund, harder than debt payoff, because there's no external threat. The key? Find your meaningful why. Financial freedom eliminated consumer debt and built 6 months of savings, allowing Pat to leave corporate life in 2016 to start his home remodeling business. This transformation energized him completely. Despite our unchanged $47,000 income, we gained breathing room for vacations, special purchases, and helping others. On January 19, 2019, at ages 33 and 34, we paid off our 30-year mortgage while raising 3 children. Our next goal? Maximizing Roth IRA contributions toward financial independence. In a world selling happiness through consumption, we've forgotten the most powerful wealth, freedom, not Lamborghinis and mansions, breathing room, security, and saying yes to what matters. Your journey won't mirror ours, but the principles remain. Start where you are, Sacrifice what doesn't matter for what does, and invest in a future where money serves you. Financial freedom isn't just numbers, it's reclaiming your life.